The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation, something that might be challenging for Victorians going forward for now, but there's a race club in Queensland, Tambo. They haven't raced in 2 years. We spoke to our next guest a couple of years ago. His name is Bill Rogers, a long-time member of that club, and Bill joins us. How are you, Bill?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, good.
For those that don't know, tell them where Tambo is. It's one of those townships I don't think a lot of people know of unless they've actually had a reason to go there or know of it.
Yeah, well, Tambo is probably situated close to, not close to the centre of Queensland, but thereabouts. It's on the mainland highway going from Brisbane to the north. It's a little town, probably major towns around, you could say, is Charleville. Longwich is about a 3-hour drive, Charleville 2-hour drive, so we're in the middle of things there.
And you're a non-TAB meeting, aren't you? You're non-TAB, yeah.
Yeah, non-TAB meeting, yeah, we have 6 races programmed.
And I mentioned I've spoken to a lot of race clubs that didn't race last year, with a lot of them being once-a-year clubs. You race twice a year, don't you? So you lost both meetings last year. You haven't raced in 2 years.
That's correct, yeah. Right. We usually have one around about this time of the year, another one in July, August. Well, this year's end of July. That's only the 2 meetings we have per year, yeah.
So this weekend, as we chat, it's the Cup. So some would say that's definitely the feature. But when you only race twice in a small township, I guess everyone goes, but is there a massive difference between both meetings at Tambo? Does the Cup really stand out, or are they both very, very special days?
Well, the Cup meeting is a feature meeting, of course, and it's probably promoted a little bit more than the other meeting. We promote it as a ladies' day meeting, big fashion sort of a show. Ladies are admitted free, so was a bit of incentive for it, but it's both meetings have been a long time. Well, I've been involved in racing all the time. You know, they're 2 of the feature meetings every year. Both used to have feature races, so not so much this time these last few years. But the Tambo Cup is really, it stood out, and it's still much the same.
So, what about your racetrack? I'm looking at a few photos here. It looks to be dusty. It looks as though there's some attempt to have some grass, but it's a dirt track. So what is the track at Tambo you race on?
It's a typical dirt track, yes. We call it clay pan. It does get a bit dusty for the horses, unfortunately, but we try to do our best. We actually had a water truck over there trying to water it this afternoon. It will help go towards a long way towards lessen the dust effect for as far as the horse are concerned. But also out there, you know, they sort of race on this sort of country tracks all the time, and they don't, they, you know, they go through it or get some that sort of get back in the field a little bit. It makes it a bit hard for them to work their way through the, not only through the horse, you know, the line of horses, but also the dust and vision and that sort of against them a little bit, but you know, they seem to be able to, do what they want to do.
We're chatting to Bill Rogers, former president and committee member of Tambo in country Queensland. Haven't raced in a couple of years, and great for our listeners here in Melbourne and Victoria to hear about places that we might not get to for some time, but it's a location in Queensland. It's described as one of the oldest racetracks, certainly west of the Great Dividing Range. You've clocked up more than 150 years, haven't you? You are a very old club.
That's correct, Andrew. Yeah, I think the first race meeting was actually held in 1864. It was on a property between Tambo and Blackall, and I think they formed the committee then and called it the Tambo, can't think exactly what the wording was, but they formed a committee after their first day's racing. So it was a 2-day grass-fed meeting, apparently. And, it's been going for quite some time.
And I read an article in the local paper up there saying that your location is terrific in the way a lot of townships are at different directions, places like Blackall and Roma, Emerald, Longreach and so on, and they're all in different directions to you because of where you are in Queensland, And you say that really gives a great collection of people that might not get together at other meetings that converge on your track as well.
That's correct. We are situated in the central area, what you call the southwest. That kind of takes Charleville, the central highlands, which incorporates Emerald, etc., or central Queensland, central island, central Queensland. And then, of course, we've got the central west, which incorporates Blackall, Longreach, up that area. Southwest, Charleville, down that area. So, we're right in the middle of everything. And I think the nominations of the horses will show that too. Like, we've got a good representation from all points of the compass, you can say.
How many horses can you run there? Do you ever get to the case where you've got emergencies or that? Or do you?
There is quite a few times we've had to have to do that. It looks like it could be the case this week too, where we've got 76 nominations and there's 6 races on the program. So there's 2 fields there, 19 and 17 and 2 races. So there's a possibility there's going to be a few emergencies there, not unless the race in Queensland might see the way clear and allow us to have another race. Hopefully that does happen, could happen, but we'll have to wait and see what might come about.
Now, Bill, in that article I was reading about your racetrack at Tambo, Bill Rogers with us, former president and committee member, Tambo Country, Queensland, one of the oldest racetracks in the state. We mentioned about how people travel far and wide to get to your track, and I love this quote. There are some that come on the bad roads, but they will come. How bad are the bad roads when you refer to them as bad roads in the outback?
Well, there's a few roads leading to Tambo, mainly more so from the Central Highlands area. They come from, they come across from Springshaw to Tambo, and that's just 200-odd k's of dirt and hills and gullies and washouts and everything like that. And also from Alpha, which is probably, it's 160-odd k's of dirt road. Fortunately, there's about 88 k's of that is bitumen, so it's not too bad. But, but otherwise, we've got bitumen either way from us. And the roads are improving. I must give them the drum there. The roads are improving to what time you just said, Rich.
Right.
They have improved since then, yeah.
What about the Barku River? That's the river there. Is there much water in the Barku at the moment?
A few holes have still got water in it. We had a flood early in the year that the bridge went underwater, but it only lasted for a day or so. So the river did get a good run in it, but it's not much water in it now.
And how many pubs are there? I can see there's the Royal Karangara, is it?
Royal Karangara.
Is that the only pub in town, or are there many pubs?
No, there's another one, the Tavern, Tambo Tavern.
Right, okay. The reason I mentioned that other pub was because when I was looking at a website about things that tourists do at Tambo, aside from your race club, the famous chicken races.
Yeah. Yes, that's the proprietor of the Karangara Hotel. Yeah, he put the chicken race on. Actually, I think with all the tourists coming through at the moment, I think he puts it on twice a day now.
Twice a day? I don't want to ask what happens to the losers of the race.
They still go around.
Right, okay. I was hoping you didn't tell me they ended up on the Palmer night, but that's a popular attraction, is it?
It is very popular. Yeah, actually, I just was down there next door to him a while ago, and he had a big crowd there bidding on running the Calcutta.
They bet on it. Well, he might throw in his fast chicken every time there's a new lot of tourists in, unbeknown to them, and clean up.
Yeah, well, I think it's up to the tourists to buy the right one, isn't it? That's all.
Hey, Bill, great to know you're racing this weekend, and the township itself in terms of population and how it's been going in the last couple of years since you had a race meeting. How are things in general for life for those that live in Tambo, a very small place, of course?
Well, it's held in its own Tambo, but you can see that it's, it shouldn't be, it should be really going ahead more than what it is, and I think it's a downturn in the, what used to be the sheep industry and all that, people not employed here like it used to be, and their main employer, of course, is the council, Blackall, and we're amalgamated with the Blackall BCI, Blackwell Tambo Regional Council, that is. And they're the main employers, and they're finding trouble with staff and everything. So, yeah, population's probably still static, but, you know, we just would like to see it, you know, it's just sort of stable. You know, it's not increasing anything more, not the permanent population.
And finally, do the people know that your race meeting's on? You haven't raced in 2 years, so are they eager to get there? Have you had to remind them that the track will be used this weekend?
Well, no, I think the word's got there. You know, it's pretty well advertised, and you know, with Facebook and all that stuff about, you know, like they get their word out, and the ladies are doing a good job with promoting their side of it too. So, you know, bring a few more people into it, and even the tourists and that, the ones have been coming through. They've been said, "Oh, what time's the race start?" And that, so they're going to hang around for a couple of days, which is good. So.
Fantastic! Great to chat to you again, Bill. The passion for your race club shines through. One of the oldest race club tracks in Queensland, and good luck with your meeting. And thanks for having a chat to us.
No, appreciate it very much. Thanks for your time too.
Bill Rogers, Country Outback Queensland, and make sure that car or vehicle is okay on some of the roads heading into town. Tambo have their first meeting in 2 years this weekend. Good luck to them.